All right, let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
I'm always amazed at this. A small dog who went missing from her family's home in Mississippi about 5 years ago was reunited with her owners. Turned up in a Florida city about 520 miles away.
Wow.
So the dog is a Chihuahua and Dachshund mix named Penny, who's now 6 years old. So, you know, she went missing when she was just a pup.
Aw.
She was found 2 weeks ago dodging traffic on a city street.
Oh, wow.
Here's Penny's owner, Christy, talking about being overjoyed getting her back.
We thought Penny was a goner for sure. Just a few months went by. We had posted her in some Facebook missing pet groups, and we never got any bites. So we just assumed that she had moved on with life with a new family, and indeed she did. She's a little bigger. She's put on a little weight. We were coming to get our dog, yes. I'm so glad that we were called.
So wait, so was she a part of another family?
Well, don't know. It's kind of a mystery.
Okay.
But due to her condition, you know, she was looks like she was well fed.
Okay.
They are thinking that either someone or maybe even multiple homes cared for her along the way over the past 5 years. A woman named Brianna found her, knocked on a lot of doors trying to see if she belonged to anybody nearby, didn't, took her to the shelter, found out she was microchipped.
Oh, wow. So it was a microchip.
That's how they found Christy.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
A very large mystery as to how she's been spending her life for the last 5 years. Like maybe she spent some time with one house, wandered on to another house, don't know, but it looks like she's been getting her snacks.
Well, this is also a good reminder to update the microchip at your vet. If you adopt a dog, you know, that's maybe a little older or something like that, then to update it. So, you know, if something like that happens,
well, and if you ever move, make sure that that information's updated well.
Cool.
Current phone number and all the things. But yeah, great story. You can see it at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar, Injury Lawyers.